Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Is the Cowboys defense going to prevent Dak from changing his narrative? And so I've thought about this a lot. I've compiled a couple of different stats and arguments one way or another. But one of the things that Dak always says is, hey, you know, I'm going to write the book on me and I'm not done, or I can change the narrative, like things along those lines. What do you think? What's the narrative for Dak Prescott right now? Like, if you took the entirety of his career, if for some reason he retired when he's playing awesome right now, what do you think would be like the synopsis of his career?
Can't win the big game.
I think that is very fair.
Mac Brown for the longest time was really good coach. Going to get you 10 wins a year. Can't win the big game. And it could be the big game against OU or the big game in the whatever it was. He was just missing that quality. And that is where Dak is. And Kevin, there's a lot of inconsistency in it too. So I'll say that's the first thing. Because we can't have a conversation. Okay. Let me reset here. At one point in my life, I decided whether or not Dirk Nowitzki wins a championship, I'm going to spend the rest of my life watching him and enjoying watching greatness. Because Dirk was exceptional. And he was ours. And it was the first thing we'd ever had that was like that. Dak has moments that you're just like, wow. Like, I really see moments where I'm like, wow. And I've decided I will like the regular season. I will enjoy watching him play at this level. Yes, at the end of the year, you're going to be right if you say, yeah, but he can't do that. That's fine. You're right. But I will enjoy the 17 games or watching him through this process of it. And then I'm probably going to be let down. I know that. But the idea is, can we enjoy that or no? I don't think a lot of people can.
No.
I don't think anybody can because they're afraid of what's going to happen at the end of it all. Because they don't want to see that letdown happen. And it's happened too many times for Cowboys fans.
From the 2-4, Dak equals Romo. From another 2-4, just like Romo. So I go to this. The problem for Prescott, as you said, is the postseason. Dak Prescott is 2-5 in the postseason. And he's gotten the Cowboys no further along in the postseason than Tony Romo.
And in those postseason games, doesn't it feel like he's started slow and most in the losses for sure?
Correct. And I know, look, I just want to go ahead and throw this out there. I know you have games like the Tampa game where he was phenomenal.
It was awesome.
I don't think anyone is sitting here saying he's been awful for every second of every playoff game ever.
Right. That's
all
true.
Right. But surely one would hope we could all come to the point where he has been subpar in these postseason games compared to where he should be. All right. So let's take a look at this year. Because this year, go ahead.
I have a question to you and to the Tolos out there. Do you feel like he just beats up on bad teams?
I don't. I've heard that narrative a lot. I don't necessarily think that is true. I think sometimes the garbage stats narrative is true because frequently he has found spots where the defense has put him in a hole and he's had to have amazing comebacks. But there are some times, well, that aren't really comebacks. There are definitely times, like take that Green Bay playoff game. There are some weird people out there that like to misrepresent what he actually did in that game by being like, have you seen his stat line? It's pretty good. And I'm like, all of that came when it was like 40-8 or something. And Green Bay just stood out there and didn't care anymore. So if you walked away from that game and been like, oh, Dak played well, I don't know what football you're watching.
Yeah. And I think when like the Cowboys, they say it, they believe it. A lot of times, though, you'll hear Jerry maybe tomorrow. I believe we can because we have Dak. And I do feel most times pretty good that Dak's the one that is going to have the ball in his hands and is going to be the quarterback for this team rather than Cooper Rush or somebody else. But I feel pretty good most times that he's the quarterback. Not always, but in most instances, I feel like you have a pretty good leg up. There are other occasions where I'm like, well, obviously their quarterback is a top-tier quarterback too.
Right.
And they have the leg.
Right. And so I wonder if this season, though I've already seen some people say he plays well in the regular season. And look, you can argue with people until you're blue in the face about that, but you're never going to change anyone's mind until you see something happen in the postseason. All right. Right now, his QBR, it's early, of course. His QBR is 74.2. That is on pace to be his best QBR since his rookie year. And I think we can all agree that rookie year was unbelievable. Maybe the high point for Cowboys fans in the last decade or so. Right now, his QBR is fourth in the NFL. He leads the way in numerous different categories, including passing yards, completions, attempts, completion percentage. So many things clicking right now. But whenever we talk about this, and I go back to the first segment of the day, hope for Cowboys. And the first thing that you said, Corey, was, well, I mean, I see reason for excitement and optimism on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always wonder, because CeeDee Lamb's going to come back. You've seen George Pickens start to show out. Alec mentioned this the other day. You've seen Kevontae Turpin look like an actual wide receiver instead of just a gadget guy. He might have more,
Tolbert's made some plays.
Yes, absolutely. And your running game has been better than anticipated. And you've been able to weather the injuries on the offensive line thus far. So I look at all of this and I'm like, if he kept playing at this level, this could be a chance for him to break his narrative, but are we going to get to the end of the season and the team is going to be 7-9-1, 8-8-1? And a lot of times nuance gets lost in this conversation. It's going to be like, well, Dak wasn't good enough, and he'll have these eye-popping stats, and everyone will be like, you could have done it in the playoffs, when maybe this could have been the time he could have done it in the playoffs, but defensively left you nowhere.
And maybe the only reason you were there.
Yes.
Was because yes. He got you in that position yes. To be just like both sides. Maybe the only reason you were bad was because the quarterback wasn't good. Well, maybe the only reason you were there was because the quarterback was able to take the rest of the talent or lack of talent and make something out of it. Kevin, I know I wrote this years ago whenever he was a rookie.
Yep.
The idea that he's going to own all the records sure. In the record book. And sure. People were like, what are you talking about? He's never going to be close to Romo. He's taking them.
Yeah.
Like all these records that sure. I said that he's taking them over as we speak. And I said he needed 10 healthy years. He hasn't had 10 completely healthy years. But he has had a lot of years as he's the longest tenured quarterback in the league.
In terms of on the same
longest
team?
Longest tenured, yes.
Okay.
On the same team.
Gotcha.
Not the oldest, not the yeah. longest, but the longest one at his position.
Okay.
He's been in with the Cowboys for that long. And I've said he's playing with a different confidence. He looks different. I think he understands what his responsibility is. And that is this team, I have to carry this team. And they're all relying on me. And this whole city is relying on me to do something. And I think he's ready for it. I really do. But then again, and that playoff game comes around, is everybody else ready for it too?
So I wonder if you could, this is best case scenario, right? if you do get some of these defensive players back, like we talked about the practice window opening up with Carson. We've heard Jerry talk all about the return of Revell and Overshown coming back. If you could.
And the development of 41.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ezeraku. If you could get to even close to a mediocre defense, do y'all believe that this offense can continue at a hot pace when their defense is mediocre? And the reason why I ask it like that is because sometimes you're able to run your offense at a hot pace because the game's not particularly competitive. Sometimes it's because your defense gives the ball, gives up a score so fast that you get the ball back and have more snap attempts than usual. Let's say this defense gets to about average. Do you believe that this offense can stay in a class that is among the best in the NFL?
Games get away from you in what quarter?
It feels like the third.
Okay. No. Because I think when the Cowboys have had their best, and even, look, this 40-40 tie is not the best thing, the best outcome.
Sure.
But they didn't stop running the ball. They kept running the ball. And they were running the ball effectively, and they were like, well, we're not going to abandon this completely. I think sometimes the fact that you get behind, you start to go away from it. But that's something that benefits Dak, is they have to stay honest with it. So if you can keep that close. So I don't think that they're – I'm afraid, Kevin, that Schottenheimer will at some point panic in the season and say, I have to just turn everything over to Dak and let him throw more than I want to. Now, he does, lead the league in attempts. Like they have the most attempts. Great percentage, as you pointed out.
He's completing 73% of his passes. You can throw the ball as much as you want if you're completing that percent of your passes.
They're 12th in rushing yards. They're doing some positive things offensively. I don't think you can keep this up, because at some point you run out of what you're trying to do. You get out of what you're actually good at, because you feel like you have to do something else because you have to make up for the lack of on the other side.
And
the best way is honestly protecting the defense by running the ball effectively.
I actually don't disagree with that. From the 903, and this is what's complicated about the world of statistics. We're saying a hot pace. It's only been one game. The other game he was good, it was against the Giants. He was good against the Eagles. It's just, unfortunately, when you look at the stat line, that plethora of CeeDee Lamb drops.
And the fumble by Miles Sanders,
I think, really kills the stat line for that in the fantasy world that we live in. And if that's the case, fantasy football world, I should say. And then if that's the case, wouldn't you say he played really well in three of the four games?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like that's a pace that you'll probably take, especially when you see the numbers. But I do see from the 6-8-2, basically we're going to waste Dak's best year. And from the 2-1-4, it's sad because it doesn't matter what Dak does this year because the defense is trash. It's only four games, so I don't know how the rest of it's going to play out. I just wonder, looking at it right here, seeing the offensive weapons, seeing the numbers that they put up, is Dak going to have another top-notch regular season? And it's not going to matter to anything.
Yeah, because he couldn't even finish first in MVP voting because his team won't have a good enough
record.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah, look, we talked about that with Joe Burrow. I think you could argue that Joe Burrow should have had an MVP. And they're like, well, but your team's only mediocre. So I wonder, are you going to see Dak in this offense with eye-popping numbers and the season ends at 8-8-1 or 7-9-1? And people are going to go, see, because Dak is not good enough. Because the only way you're ever going to change that is in the playoffs. Well, what if your defense can never get you back to the playoffs?
Dude,
not never, but for a while.
Nobody predicted 8-8-1 this year.
It feels like
that would be as Cowboys as it gets, and nobody predicted it.
I feel like people did predict it.
Are you, as a joke, right? They haven't had a tie since the year after 1968.
I'll say the person who said 7-7-3 was joking, okay. But I think obviously that would be amazing as well. But I think the people who said 8-8-1,
because even that one's a tie, which is funny. Like that's really funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, this is why the defense, like, we're giving Dak a lot of credit because the defense is so poor.
And I think through four games, he's earned it. Now, four games does not make a season, but I think so far he's earned it, and that's one thing I wish. We talk about this all the time.
But in addition, he's not getting any negative because the defense is so poor.
I think that
we are overproducing the positive because...
You're probably right.
We have something else to blame.
And then if you got to the mediocre defense, then maybe would the scrutiny be a little bit different? But look, we have talked about Dak when he has played poorly. I think it's only fair, as we've done yes. for years and years and years, to point out when he's playing well. I go back to what he said on Sunday night. He talked about passing Aikman for the most career completions. And he was like, hey, that's awesome. It's something I never take for granted. And he eventually said, but at the end of the day, I want to win games and I want to chase Roger and Troy and the accomplishments that they have. And it feels yet again like you're nowhere near that. And I appreciate that he says that, and I appreciate that maybe the offense could be in that position. But, like, who looks at this team and been like, yeah, now's the time? Maybe Roger Staubach would look at this team and say,
Brian Schottenheimer.
And maybe Brian Schottenheimer.
He's like, yeah, this is it.
Okay.
Jerry tomorrow?
Yeah, you know what? I'll ask him.
Mike McCarthy?
I'll be like, do you think now's the time?
Mike McCarthy's like, I can't believe this was the year.
That they were going to put it all together.
They were going to put it all together, and I'm not there for it.
Buy into us.
Thank okay. you, Mike McCarthy.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the Expressway, where we do NFL overreaction or reality, plus the debut of our brand-new college football segment, The Campus Connection. All of it next right here on The Fan.
All right, here's Love back to throw. There's light pressure. He pumps. Ball stripped out. Rolling around at the 15-yard line. Who's got it? Cowboys got it at the 15-yard line with 13 seconds to play. Houston came away with the football.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. And in about 15 minutes, we will debut our brand new college football segment, The Campus Connection. People demanded more college football. We are here to present it to them. Now, NFL overreaction reality. Despite still giving up a ton of points, a ton of yards, a ton of everything else, you have seen the Cowboys defense getting better.
I want to say yes. I really do. But like part of it has gotten better. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And another part has gotten worse. Okay. Right now, the Cowboys are kind of concerned whether or not Kenneth Murray is going to be able to play.
Yeah.
He's had some bad moments this year. He's had some good moments. I think the fact, Kevin, that they are inconsistent still is the part that keeps me from saying reality.
Okay.
Because there is not... Tell me you didn't want to give up after you saw two receivers running free down the field together against Green Bay. You were just like, I was at that moment. That was what, the first play of the game?
Yeah.
I was like, this one's over with, dude. Two receivers? One, I'm like, I get it.
You and Mike, huh?
Two receivers? I wanted to quit.
Aww. Mike, by the way, still keeping up that same there's always next year vibe.
For all sports,
yeah,
it sounds like.
And I love it. All right, so to your point, the Cowboys defense gave up 5 passing plays of 15-plus yards in the first quarter alone, and you killed that interception, and you weren't getting pressure. So all of that being said, Alec, despite all of that, you have seen the Cowboys defense getting better.
Overreaction. I think I'm with Corey where I've seen players and I've seen spots where they have improved through the past few games, but I haven't seen the product as a whole change. You know, like the counting numbers, as some may say, and the box score and whatnot, they're still looking the same. You're still giving up a lot of points. You're still allowing a ton of yardage. Your run defense has been the spotlight of it all, but outside of that, you haven't had any kind of consistency from the linebacker position outside of, I don't know, maybe week one. It felt like they played pretty well. But yeah, I haven't seen the group as a whole really change much. It seems like one step forward, three steps back with this defense. Like you said, they get an interception. What do? They can instantly turn around and allow points, you know, right after that. So I don't think I've seen enough.
Ezeraku is probably the perfect example of the entirety of the defense. In that you're watching him develop. He is developing. Sure. He's getting better. But this is the NFL. And whenever you miss, these teams make you pay. Good teams make you pay. Bad teams can make you pay in the NFL,
that
too.
That is true.
And so that's where I am, is that Ezeraku, he'll have a moment where you're like, man, that was great. And then he'll get pushed down into the middle of the line, and the run bounces outside.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's the inconsistencies of he kind of encapsulates the entire thing right now. But I think by the end of the year, Ezeraku's going to be a good player for you.
NFL overreaction or reality, you care about or are interested in any way an NFL professional flag football league. Now, Roger Goodell said that's going to happen in the next couple of years. Says the NFL will launch a professional flag football league. I don't know if that means more like the big three or more like actual, like these are the best flag football players in the world, but you've never heard of any of them. And now we're affiliated with them.
Dude, I just want more flag football. That's all I want.
Do you?
Co-ed flag football, ed flag football, whatever it is. I love flag football.
You're going to watch this?
Every second.
You are.
What channel is it on?
Such a liar. To be determined, but don't you think that the NFL, for future bargaining purposes, could be like, also you have to show our flag football games?
Yes. Absolutely. And that would make sense. Like, why hasn't the NBA done that with the WNBA? Like, really? Like, because they own it, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they wanted to promote their
well, they had a stake
more
in it. They don't own the whole thing.
But yeah, I absolutely could see something like that.
Alec, overreaction or reality?
When would you schedule those games? Before a football? But like... 9 o'clock in the morning instead of pregame, you can get, now you get 9 o'clock, you get an hour football game, and then you get your pregame.
You know what's funny that you say that is Roger Goodell said that today while he was in London, and that's when those games start. So maybe when you don't have your international slot game, you'll get the flag football. I don't know. That I'll follow up on that. Alec, overreaction reality, you are interested in an NFL-sponsored and owned flag football league.
I kind of like Corey's idea of the NFL having an undercard. That would be kind of cool.
Right.
You know, especially if you are attending the game and you get there way too early to try to get a good, you know, standing room only spot, good vantage point, then you're watching some football before your football, and then you're going to go home and watch more football. And I'm here for more football. So I'll say reality, okay. Especially if it does turn into like a big three kind of thing.
I could see that.
Like, yeah. If you just sprinkle a couple of names even that I recognize in there, I'll be intrigued. Yeah, because like, then I'm gonna make myself a fan of some guy that I've never heard of because he's really good at the game itself. So I think it's a good opportunity to grow. Sure.
Tyreek Hill's career could be done.
Yes.
But he could run out there and play some flag football, and that'd be fun to see.
I see the appeal of that more than I do, you know, the Switzer Wranglers filled with a team that you're like, I've never even heard of any
that
of these
being
people,
said,
and they're awesome.
You're right. But the reality probably is that most of the ones that are playing flag football right now would torch NFL players and teams.
Absolutely.
So you're not watching it, huh? You're out.
I don't care.
You'll watch all these other fringe sports.
True. So I don't have room for more.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. His tennis matches aren't going to watch themselves. Actually, I probably should have said that about the Ryder Cup since like those ratings plummeted. Yeah. All right. Overreaction or reality? The Seattle Seahawks, by goodness, deserve more respect as an NFC contender. I don't care if they are starting Sam Darnold. I saw you shake your head. No.
Oh, go ahead, Alec. Go take this one first.
He's an overreaction.
Yeah, overreaction again. I don't see enough there to hang with some of the explosivity that happens within the NFC. I just think that the season is unfortunately too long for them. 17 games, I don't think they're going to be consistent enough to prove that week in and week out. And it feels kind of like it's almost like a baseball schedule with them because it's like, okay, you could have two really good weeks, but if you had 2.5 bad weeks a month ago, you still have ground to cover.
Yeah.
With the Seahawks, it feels like if they have two really bad games, that's all that she wrote for them, their playoff hopes, and any sense of consistency there. I don't know. If DK Metcalf was still there, I might feel a little bit different because I think Sam Darnold needs all the help he can get. But no, I don't see it.
Kevin, Alec, I just took a look at their schedule.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
The Buccaneers are going to be tough.
Yes.
Like, the Buccaneers are a good team.
Agreed.
Baker's questionable right now. I know that because he's my quarterback in fantasy. Bake it till you make it. It's undefeated right now. The Jaguars might be tough, too, because they're playing better than we've seen them play. Texans, Cardinals, Titans, Falcons, Panthers. Like, that's teams that are still left, and they've already beaten the Saints. And I guess they beat the Steelers. Like, that's quality. Yeah. I think they might be in a playoff team, dude. I think they're going to be a playoff team. Contender? No.
Oh.
Playoff team, yes.
You're so close. I was going to get to say in your face, Alec.
No, I didn't. Well.
Well, since he's in London right now, overreaction or reality, someday there will be an international Super Bowl. We already got an international WrestleMania.
As in played on another soil.
Correct.
Than America.
Correct.
That would be the stupidest thing ever.
Okay, well, I didn't ask if it would be stupid. I asked if it's going to happen.
No. Overreaction. It was the dumbest. Kevin, I think
you... I didn't invent this idea.
I think you're a smart man. I can't believe that actually even... Why would you let the greatest American sport, aside from baseball... Is baseball not a great American sport?
No, it is.
America's pastime.
I just really feel like you're undercutting your argument by being like, this is the best one, except for that other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, why would you let that be played anywhere else? Would you ever see the World Series played anywhere else?
Yes, you've seen it in Canada numerous times.
That's an extension of America.
Welcome. All right, so.
They got this huge bulletproof vest just draped around them.
Fine. Then why is the NFL having all these international games that they expand every year? Why are they going to create an international division? Don't tell me you don't see where this question is coming from.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Roger Goodell, I don't even know what you're thinking right now.
So you're noted as an overreaction. Alec, what say you?
I'm going to go reality.
Boom!
I think it is going to happen because I said the same thing. Kevin, you'll appreciate it. I said the same thing about WrestleMania. I said it's never going to leave the States, right? Because time zones and everything, they care too much about the domestic product. And then where are we going in 2 years.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, we're going overseas. So
they have a lot of money, man.
Exactly. Whenever the money starts,
get it done.
Yeah, whenever people start handing you blank checks, you got to take advantage of it, especially when you're the NFL. Because remember, like Goodell said, their competitor isn't the other sports leagues. It's Google and it's Apple.
That's still a weird quote. I don't like that. I mean, you're right. I still
kind of baller. Kind of like it.
Oh my God.
From the 830, can we have the Super Bowl in Puerto Rico so Karens can say it's not in the U.S.?
So I still, we talked about this on air. I'm almost positive. If not, Corey, was it your idea to have the Alan Jackson halftime show or whatever on CMT? And then let Bad Bunny.
I saw
Bunny...
somebody post that. Oh, they were okay. just have a CMT halftime show and then have this halftime show. You make everybody happy. Everybody will be happy. They get their own halftime shows.
I don't understand why all of these people are A, acting like they never heard of Bad Bunny, and B, acting like we just picked some random person from obscurity. Bad Bunny has been super popular for many, many, many years. They didn't just pick some random person and they're like, you know, it would really piss off the Republicans. This, like, what are we doing?
And act like they're paying for this halftime show?
Yeah, it's free. If you don't want to watch it, then don't watch it. Look,
wow.
You know what? Fine. I'll take it a step further. Make both sides mad. If you want to cancel Disney, well, you kind of look stupid because that delay was 6 days. So then you had to resubscribe and maybe pay a higher price. If you want to cancel Disney because you don't like what they're showing, just do it. If you want to cancel Netflix because you don't like what they're showing, just do it. You don't have to make a big parade about it, all right? Just cancel it. Next, overreaction or reality? The Titans will have the first pick in the draft again next year. They lost to a previously winless team 26-0.
Yeah, but the Saints are here.
That's true.
This is tough. Do they play each other this year? The Saints and the Titans?
I have not looked that up.
Oh, because that could be the un-Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, whether you think it's, you know, Sellers or whoever.
They do. They do,
oh,
Kevin.
God.
December 28th will be the un-Super Bowl.
Merry Christmas.
The battle for the number one overall pick. Who
that's
will?
That's the equivalent of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coal in your stocking.
Who will crap on the field worse for the number one overall pick? Or will they both be like, you know what, dude, we already have our quarterback. The Titans will be like, we have our quarterback. We just need a top two player. So you guys, y'all can have it. We'll win. Y'all can get your quarterback, Kellen, and it'll be fine.
Okay.
And they're in Tennessee. Man. What was the question?
The question was, will the Titans have the first pick in the draft again this year? Except no. It wasn't a question. It was a statement you have to agree or disagree with.
Disagree.
Say overreaction.
Overreaction.
Alec?
Because they're going to lose. They're going to win against the Saints, and the Saints are going to have the number one overall pick.
All right. You know what? Because of that stupid thing that you just said, I'm invested in that game. Thanks a lot, Corey.
I've been invested in this. I've got this circled on my calendar.
Dude, Kevin. He's got it tattooed on his chest right above his nipple rings.
That's right. But it's not 9 o'clock, so I can't take my shirt off prove that I don't have piercings there. But I do have the tattoo because this is like a lifetime achievement for me.
If I paid for you to get those piercings, would you want them?
No. Okay. No,
because he doesn't want them to be right,
dude.
That's
see exactly.
Look at you
exactly. I have to deny everything and be as mysterious as I possibly can, Kevin. I take away all the mystery.
True,
you can see through the shirt. But to answer your actual question, I'm going to say reality. I'm going to split the difference here and say, because Corey, you kind of talked about it yesterday. I think the Saints aren't good, but can't believe I'm giving them credit. They look like a group that knows what they're doing. They're just not good enough.
Okay.
Their players just aren't good enough. The Titans have no idea what they're doing, and they're not good enough. So I think they're just a little bit worse because they have no sense of direction.
All right. I've got one more for you, and we're going to bring in Carter Freeman. We're going to talk college football in just 1 second, but I want to get involved in this final question as well. Overreaction or reality? There will be a head coach fired by November 1st. Now, we've gotten to the beginning of October, so you still have about 4 more games of potential trash to add in there. So, overreaction or reality? There will be a head coach fired in the NFL by November 1st.
I believe, Kevin, that it's shifted for me. Because I thought it was going to be Mike McDaniels.
Now it looks like Callahan.
It looks like Callahan now is the most likely candidate for that because he's had every opportunity.
Sure.
And
Cam Ward's not going to take the fall after this many games.
And Kellen Moore is not going to be out. He's got plenty of time in New Orleans. So I think that he's the most likely candidate. And I don't think Dable, now that he's turned things over to Jackson Dart, I don't think he's going to have his time.
You get your choice of any coach. Will any NFL coach
yes.
be fired by November 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
Reality.
Alec, what say you?
Reality.
Oh.
People get impatient very quick. You know, I don't think their status this week totally adds up to, you know, any kind of mounting pressure later on. People can just get fed up really, really quick. So I think someone will be, if I had to put money on it, it would be Mike McDaniel. It's a mess there. I think Callahan, they give maybe even a week or two longer before they get fed up. But I think McDaniel's been there too long.
All right, Carter, what say you?
I'm also going reality, and I disagree with Corey. I don't think Dable's completely safe. I still think that I know they play the Saints next, the Giants do, but then it's Eagles, Broncos, Eagles, 49ers, Bears, Packers, Lions. Like, there's a lot of losses they could have in there. That is a tough spot to put Jackson Dart in, and it seems like even though they are giving him this leash, it's to save Dable's job, and I think he could still end up being fired before the end of the season, but I'm going to go reality because I do think Callahan will be gone before November 1st.
All right, that is a spicy and emboldened Carter Freeman, because we've added another college football segment. Go ahead and give me cut number 11, if you will, because it is time for the Campus Connection.
They're in there now, McCree and Lyons. They'll run with Maiava. Jaden Maiava skates in, touchdown.
All right, now, I think we all agree we love college football. But we only kind of had it on Tuesday. We didn't really preview a whole lot of stuff. I think this is a perfect opportunity for it, especially with Texas OU coming up soon.
It's OU Texas. That's how you say it.
I'm sorry about that.
You know what's crazy? Adrian always corrects me. I'm an OU fan. I still say Texas OU. I don't know why. Even though alphabetically it's supposed to be the other way.
I will give the team, if Texas wins the game, which they did last year, I will concede for a year it can be Texas OU, if you want to say it that way. But in my heart, it's always OU Texas.
Okay. I did not mean it as a slight.
It's the first Thursday segment, and Kevin's putting us off on a bad foot.
All right. Let's try to fix it. Is it Vanderbilt, Alabama? I guess I kind of want to know if Houston is any good. Is there, if you had to focus in on one game that is the most intriguing to you, what is it and why?
I think it's Florida State, Miami is still okay. My number one. That'll be the night game on, I think, ABC. That one is just fascinating because I was thinking about this for our Fan University show this upcoming Saturday, talking about what have you been the most wrong about throughout the first month of the season.
It's a good segment.
And I'm debating, is it how good I thought Clemson would be when they're not, or how I thought Miami would stink, and now I think they're a top two team in the country.
Yeah.
Because Miami has been supremely impressive. I love their lines of scrimmage. I love their weapons. I love their quarterback, which is something I never thought I'd say about Carson Beck.
I was going to say.
He's been phenomenal.
Yeah. That quarterback, man, if we talk about people who have changed perception on them year over year, I feel like Carson Beck is really high, if not on the top of that list.
And he's talked about how he feels now like he's learned he doesn't have to be everything for the offense. And that's like he did too much when he was with Georgia last year after he lost a couple weapons. But now he's got great receivers, got a good running back, and the defense for Miami was such a liability last year. And they have completely turned that into a massive strength. So them going on the road to Florida State, they're coming off the loss to Virginia with one of the wildest field storms you'll ever see in your life. I still think about that.
Yes.
But Florida State, they had an awful day tackling in that game on defense. It was dreadful. Their offense still outgained Virginia by 70, 80 yards on the road. It was over 500 yards of offense for the Florida State team. So, like, I'm not completely writing them off. It was a double overtime loss. Like, it was a crazy game on the road. I don't think Florida State is like a 11-1 gonna win the national title team, but I also don't think they're like 6-6. Like, I don't just want to immediately flip with them. So I think those are two very good teams that we're gonna see on Saturday night, and they're rivals too.
Now, I picked that specific highlight because ESPN came out with their Power Four quarterback rankings, and USC tops the list, followed by Pavia from Vanderbilt at second. Who's been y'all's most impressive quarterback so far of the college season? Because I think Fernando Mendoza from Indiana is probably in the conversation as well.
Yeah, for sure. And he was a guy that I didn't really think much of at Cal last year. I know he had a decent season, but I didn't think he would go to Indiana and have the success that he had. I think it's amazing they put Trinidad Chambliss at number three, who's the former Ferris State quarterback who's moved to Ole Miss.
But
the thing about him is, you know, he won a lot at Ferris State, national championships at the D2 level. I know that's not going up against SEC tier talent, future NFL players, but you're still winning at a high level. And I think that's what's helped him have the success at Ole Miss, along with Lane Kiffin is a good offensive mind. So that's helped him translate really well. But I mean, I'll say John Mateer. There were a lot of questions about him coming from Wazoo to Oklahoma, if he could succeed at the Power Four level. And unfortunately, we won't get to see him this weekend. But I mean, through the first four games of the season, he's basically been everything that's advertised. And CJ Carr at Notre Dame, they're 2-2 now, lose their first two games. But as a freshman making his first couple starts, he was very, very good in those games.
And one of those losses, they scored 40 points.
Yeah.
But for Mateer, he's only 12 on the list because of what you referenced. The injuries make it trickier.
What do you feel about Jalen Daniels out of Kansas? Is that just kind of schedule based, or
I've just been out on him for a long time because he could never stay healthy, and it was always, oh, if he stays healthy. Well, he couldn't. Mm-hmm. And then he finally has stayed healthy, and he hasn't lived up to a lot of the potential that a lot of people thought he had, because Kansas already has two losses, and last year he had just a dreadful start. He got better as the season went along, but he was dreadful to start last season. So him, I know he can run, I know he can throw. He's in his sixth season, I think. He's been at Kansas the whole time. He didn't come from anywhere else. He started at Kansas. He's going to end his career at Kansas, which for a single player to stay at a school for 6 years in this era is just kind of wild.
I just like that 16-2 touchdown to interception ratio.
That is very impressive.
And a lot of times when we look at those like histories, like Sam Bradford, his Heisman Trophy year, he had, what, four interceptions or something ridiculous. So you were just like, good gosh.
Now, if he has...
What about Raiola? Is he good? Is he... Man, or is he just, well, I'm not,
what a loaded question, because at times, very. At other times, you're like, huh.
I think he is so much better than what Nebraska had before that people think he's awesome. And I don't think he's awesome. I think he has limitations. I think he holds onto the ball too long, for sure. I think he gets cute with his throwing motion, and he misses easy passes. In the couple games I've seen, there's just times where he doesn't seem... He wants to make the best play possible when he just needs to make the simple play.
Right play.
And I think that's hurt them, especially in the Michigan game a couple weeks ago. So he's a million times better than what Nebraska's been rolling out for the last, I don't know, 25 years, it seems like. But I still think there's limitations with it, and you've seen that against Michigan. I think you'll see it again later down the season.
Why isn't South Carolina any good at offense? They have Lenoris Sellers, who we talked about could at least have been in the mix still for QB1 going into the draft. They have a whole bunch of starters back. They have not gotten to 400 yards of offense in any game so far this season. 64 other FBS teams have been there. And that's somebody that I had really high hopes for. I'm not saying it's just his fault, but that offense has been hugely disappointing.
It has been. Their offensive line has not been good. Their run game has been similarly bad. You know, they lose Sanders, their lead back from last year, and they haven't really figured out who their lead guy is this year.
Right.
And they have Nick Harbor, who's an awesome, awesome athlete, can do awesome things at receiver. But even going back to last year, a lot of the offense for South Carolina was, hey, Lenoris, go do something cool.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, he would do it because he had better pieces around him.
Yeah.
So you lose some of that. It just has not translated so well this year. Then he gets injured against Missouri, and that just sucks. But came back last week and was fine. But yeah, he's at 27 on this ESPN Power 4 quarterback list. I mean, like you said, he could, you know, potential number one overall draft pick.
Yeah.
But a lot of those guys from the preseason ranks, Lenoris Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier, Arch Manning, they're Cade Klubnik at Clemson, they are all way down on this list.
So, is Joey Aguilar good?
I think he's a product of the system.
Oh.
So is Hendon Hooker.
That's probably.
And
Josh Heupel's a genius, is what you're saying. Guess where he went to
up
college.
Up to a certain point.
I guess I'm really rooting for
Snow College in Utah.
I'm really rooting for Joey Aguilar because in the essential quarterback swap, he was way less of a diva along the way. And I'm like, I hope that works out. Now, you just mentioned somebody. Go ahead and give me cut number 12 if you can, Alec. What do we hope? What do Texas fans and scouts hope they see from this gentleman against Florida?
Manning coming near side, having to scramble, runs back the other way, trying to get somebody open. Stops, fires back across his body. That one's picked off in the end zone. A flag comes out around the 5-yard line.
What do we expect?
Super Bowl.
Now, put aside, you would love to see him throw 0 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Texas fans, scouts, etc., what do you want to see from Arch Manning?
I just think you want to see him look calm. I just think you don't want to see some of the hesitations. You don't want to see some of the herky-jerky stuff that you saw in some of those early games. You just want to see him go out there and look just calm and collected, and it's going to be tough in an environment like Florida. I've been to that stadium. Even when Florida's bad, it's still a loud place to play. You know, 90,000-plus people in there, but you just want to see him look like he belongs.
And you saw that offense.
You saw that against Sam Houston State. So you got that against, you know, in your final tune-up game before you start conference play. But you just don't want to see the hesitations. You don't want to see the pump fakes. You just want to see him make confident throws.
Yeah, he hasn't looked like he has control or complete grasp of it all.
Okay.
Or that he's on the same page as the rest of his offense a lot of times. And it looks like sometimes they're doing one thing and he's like, oh crap, I was supposed to do that, you know?
Yeah, and some of the receivers maybe haven't helped him, like blocking downfield, or there's been drops as well. And there's been times when the offensive line, which is still breaking in new players, has been not up to snuff, but, you know, you're hoping through the first four games, you figured some things out. You saw the fruits of that in your last game. You get a bye week to look, further look at the film, check things out, and then go on the road. And Florida's struggling, man. I mean, that is, G-Bag was talking about it yesterday. Desperate team theory is probably what you're worrying about with them. But it has been a struggle bus on offense for Florida the entire season. Another guy who we had high hopes for, DJ Lagway at quarterback, has stunk this season. And that's Billy Napier's specialty, is offense. They're a good defensive team, but Florida's offense is just dreadful.
Kevin, I want to make an announcement.
Okay.
Because my friend, our guy, Brett Vito, wrote this story. UNT's president announced Wednesday that the school will end classes at noon next Friday because of their kickoff at 6:30 against South Florida. And I think that's very important, because whenever the president of the school says, we're saying classes canceled early so that we can watch football, that means they're committed. They're committed to the football program.
Are their fans committed to showing up?
I hope so. I'm actually looking into seeing how many of these tickets I can pull to purchase, obviously.
Oh, I get it.
Because it goes to my university.
I get it.
But yeah, they said we're cutting school early. I love it.
There's been a movement on Twitter that I've seen to try and just get as many people out to the stadium as possible. UNT's never sold that game out, or is that stadium out in its history. It's what, maybe 15 years old at this point.
Really?
So, but this has got to be, this is against South Florida. This has got to be the biggest game in school history.
Eric Chiafalo is in the room.
I did not touch your food.
No, I know you didn't. That's because I haven't left it out of my sight since I got here. I just want to say credit to my alma mater.
Our alma mater.
Alma mater.
Coming Green.
But if you have classes on Fridays, you're doing school wrong anyways.
You're
like, you are
dead on.
Totally goes, doing college wrong.
Somebody said college doesn't have classes on Friday. They definitely do.
The
it's
smart
just
people
you try
just
to,
don't schedule their classes
schedule
on
schedule it away from that.
You go to art school, so you have Monday, Wednesdays, and Tuesday, Thursdays like I did.
By Thursday at like 3:30 in the afternoon, it's the weekend. It's what
right.
It is.
So midway through y'all show, more earlier than midway through your show, it's the freaking weekend.
For college. Yeah. For college.
So that's when the tailgating starts for this UNT South Florida game next Thursday. Around this time, you guys start drinking. We'd sell out DatQ Stadium and we go beat South Florida.
Ooh, could we call it "Which Drinking We've Stopped Thinking"?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Consider. Thank you very much for jumping in there. And Carter, thanks to you. Where can people hear you this weekend?
Be on Fan University 9 to noon. We will have Texas Tech head coach Joey McGuire. We recorded an interview with him earlier this morning, so we'll talk to him at 9:40. We'll be previewing all the big games. And like I said earlier this week, you might think it's a slow week in college football. It's not. There's always something to talk about, always something to get excited about. So listen to us 9 to noon this Saturday.
Love it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Another segment I also love. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
It's the Cowboys Top 5 next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.